This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I think you will really enjoy today's program. We have with us a woman who is a prison doctor. 30 years behind bars is her new book. Dr. Karen Getney is with us, and it's such a pleasure, Doctor, to have you with us, and your story is just an extraordinary story. If there's anyone that knows about the prison system, you were 30 years behind bars as a prison physician and designated as one of the best in the business by the American Correctional Association. You've won all kinds of awards. And this is an opportunity for us to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is prison reform for the silliest of offenses, in my opinion. And yet, there are still a lot of people that are in jail and going to jail and convicted with cannabis offenses in this day and age. How is this possible, Doctor?
Well, I think that unfortunately the United States has always had an issue with how it comes down on drug use. And I think everyone knows that the war on drugs really under Nixon's administration amped up everything. And, you know, from reading about it, in 72, Nixon actually had a commission to assess marijuana, and the scientist said, well, you know, it's really not the problem you think it is, but he ignored that. And, of course, there are all sorts of political reasons why people would stomp on a drug that is used by a lot of the minority populations to put them at, risk of being thrown into prison. And I think it was control.
Is it true that there are still people in prison today?
Well, yeah. The real dilemma about marijuana is that there are different states, and some states have legalized it, like my state, Nevada. But there are many states that still look at it as an illegal drug. And examples, Wyoming, Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, they're fully criminalized. So individuals who have pot possession actually can be sent into jails and prisons. And a lot of people don't realize that if you do have a criminal record and you're on, let's say, parole, and you're in a state that has marijuana that's legal, but it's part of your parole package, you're not supposed to use the drugs, that can actually spin you back into prison, which, of course, logistically makes no sense whatsoever.
None whatsoever. Is it equal for men and women? Is it mostly people of color? Tell us what the stats are, please.
Well, actually, you know, I looked up the stats, and in essence, you know, according to different organizations, the minority populations are 3.7 times more likely to end up with a felony conviction or jails or prison time for possession of drugs. And if you look at who is behind bars in the United States, the African-American race is the one that gets hammered the most. In fact, in my state, it's about four times more than you would expect by, three to four times more than you would expect by population per capita. And one of the reasons is that if you have a particular group of people that's highly policed, and then you have laws such as in the early days pot use. They are, let's say, surveilled more, picked up more, hassled more, and gives them an option to put them into jails and prisons.
You have an incredible perspective from where you're sitting, Doctor. And do you realize, can you share with us what you realize about the imbalances in the penal system today?
Well, you know, I was unbelievably naive coming into the system, but I think that people have proximity, you know, that you're in the system for a long time. You feel how unjust it is for the PUMAs. Actually, that's a term an inmate taught me. And PUMAs stands for poor, undereducated, underprivileged, mentally ill minority, and addicts, PUMAs. And that system is really set up for those type of individuals to have unjust and unfair treatment in front of the law.
Are there organizations? I know there are a few projects in organizations around the country, but not enough for the amount of prisoners that are incarcerated today, in my opinion.
Well, you know, what's interesting for me is when I was placed there in the 80s, and lived through 30 years, I was pushing prison reform right from the get-go. But it's interesting, in the last, I would say, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, you get more people who are becoming aware of how unbalanced it is. And also, it's reached a tipping point. I mean, when you incarcerate 4 to 5 times more people per capita than any other industrialized country in the world, and the costs start getting incredible, then there are people who start paying attention. So prison reform is finally, let's say, in the public's eye. And you have different organizations, you know, Reform Alliance, Equal Justice, all these different organizations now that are trying to bring more light to this problem. But it'll take time. And one of the big things that need to be done are expungement of criminal records, especially for low-level crimes and low-level drug.
Well, that's just the point. Yes, that's the point, Karen. And that's why I wanted you on today, because I think people need to understand you're not committing murder. You're not committing, you know, you're not robbing a bank. You're smoking or dealing with pot. And you can have whatever negative or whatever belief systems you want. The bottom line, though, is that this plant has been distorted and has many beneficial, you know, people have had such extraordinary, you know, lives because of it. It's changed lives for so many. It helps, CBD helps with people that are addicted to pot. It helps with it could be the savior for the opioid crisis that we're seeing. So there's so much to this story, Doctor.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, I'm one of those people who never, ever used a drug, but I can understand that people turn to different things to modulate how they feel and reduce pain and deal with things. My drug was exercise, and it just happens other people have different avenues. And in the United States, 70 million people have criminal records, and it just is a huge part of our population.
Yeah, we have to take a quick break, but we will be back. We need to talk about one of the longest-serving prisoners for nonviolent marijuana offenses, and you'll tell us the story when we come back. Dr. Karen Getney is our guest, 30 years behind bars, Trials of a Prison Doctor. And, Karen, what's the best website?
It is discoverdrg.com.
And we will be back in just a moment with Dr. Karen Getney. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we're talking to Dr. Karen Getney, who is a prison physician for over 30 years. Her new book is out. It is called 30 Years Behind Bars. And, Doctor, I just want to go back to something that you said, because I just want to make it really clear. As someone who has been doing this show for a lot of years now, I think the mentality when it comes to cannabis really stinks. And it stinks because people are not aware that this plant is the road to so much. It's the road to give minorities an opportunity to build their business. It's an opportunity for people to get help with terminal illnesses. It's an opportunity for people to deal with OCD. It's an opportunity for people to use hemp as a fiber in building, in our clothing, in our foods that we're eating, because it's loaded with so many omegas. You know, I think that we don't understand the impact and the power that this plant has held for thousands of years, used in ceremonial opportunities with King Solomon. You know, we're talking about a plant that really has helped. You know, we talk to a company called Ruby Bees all the time. And their daughter, Peter's daughter, has relief from seizures with CBD just twice a day, her honey sticks. So I think we're missing the boat here. This is such an important subject. And the fact that people are being incarcerated still to this day blows me away. So I know that I just wanted to clarify that. It's not for just what people choose. People should have the right to choose. People should understand that not only are they choosing to use a plant that's been around for thousands of years, that's been researched extensively in Israel and Spain, but that has so many medicinal benefits. And so I just wanted to clarify that, because it's just a real important point that this plant is our savior in so many ways. So I want you to go back, if you wouldn't mind, though, to a story that is appalling. Someone who was released from prison this past December. Tell us the story and the circumstances, Karen.
Yeah, the story and the person is a bit famous. His name is Richard DeLisi, and he was in a Florida prison. And when he was sentenced, it was really one of the largest sentences given for a nonviolent marijuana charge. And basically, he and his brother were bringing marijuana in from Colombia, and they were a bit set up, supposedly, on top of it. But he was given a 90-year sentence, and it was a 30-year, three consecutive sentences for 30 years, which means he would have absolutely, you know, been forever in prison. And what happened is I had done some medical expert witness type of testimony for actually COVID in prisons, and then a pro bono lawyer, Elizabeth Buchanan, contacted me and said, hey, Dr. Getney, we don't have any money for this case. Would you be interested in taking this on? And then she explained the case to me, and I said, all right, because they also wanted to make the point that not only was it ungodly, he had already done over 30 years in prison for marijuana, he also was in his 70s, had a lot of medical problems. He was in the state of Florida. The prisons were, let's say, rife with COVID, and they wanted my expert testimony to say, hey, he is at tremendous risk, which he was, for getting COVID, and then because of all of his medical problems, from passing away inside the prison. And my testimony helped him get released from the prison system. But, of course, when you look at it, where he's bringing in a drug which is now legal in, you know, across the board in, I think, 19 states and medically legal in, I think, 36 states now. I mean, it was a travesty of, injustice to keep him in prison, you know, till he died. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Of course, yes. And so he was finally released?
Yeah, he was finally released, and, he went back to his family. His wife had already passed away. His son had passed away. But I know that he is back, you know, with some parts of his family now. And of course, I was thanked for my, whatever, testimony and medical opinion in that particular case. But it did open my eyes as well to the extraordinary length of sentences individuals got for marijuana.
Yes. And you know, as you say, Richard was behind bars and he watched his parents, his wife, his son die. I mean, geez, 5 grandchildren he never got to see until Christmas time. And so tell us about this, the organization that helped him. The Last Prisoner Project?
Yeah, the Last Prisoner Project. And what I know about that organization is they are committed to trying to get individuals who have marijuana charges out of the prison system, as well as bring awareness to it. And because they are a nonprofit organization, they don't have deep pockets, so they look for people who will do things pro bono, like that lawyer did and the people involved.
Right. That makes sense,
really,
though.
Their mission is to really bring awareness and get these individuals out of prison.
This is so fascinating. We don't have time to talk about addiction, but you saw it all as a prison doctor and uneducated people, as you say, the Pumas, and so, you know, addiction can happen. It happens everywhere, and especially with the opioid crisis that we have, and so people do things to support that addiction, and it's just a very sad, vicious circle that we as a country have not taken on and talked more about. So maybe next time you can talk about that story as well.
It would be my pleasure.
Because it really needs to be spoken to. 30 years behind bars, trials of a prison doctor, Dr. Karen Getney, thank you so much. And give us the website, please.
DiscoverDRG.com.
Thank you so much. We are going to take a quick break and back in just a moment with a young entrepreneur with an incredible story and passion. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD.
but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'll
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And do you understand, if you've been listening to this show, if this is your first time, or if you've heard my show, you know, my passion is education. Because the more we understand, the more we become informed of the power of this plant, the more benefits and less judgmental. And, you know, you look at alcohol and the ramifications of drinking and driving, of just some bad behavior when you've had too much to drink. And, you know, you look at the fact that alcohol and alcoholism is at its highest it's been. And I'm not saying that you cannot be addicted to pot, because I believe there are pot addicts out there. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But to kind of help us put it all in perspective is a new company. Well, it's not so new. It's CAN is the number one, C-A-N-N, is the number one selling THC-infused beverage in California. And it was founded by Stanford and Harvard graduates. And joining us today is Luke Anderson. Luke, it is so nice to have you with us. And so your product, we will get into in just a moment. But why did you get into this arena? And tell us what the excitement was for you.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show, Frankie. And I'm excited that you're doing all this work to help destigmatize the plant. I think it's really powerful and important. And surprisingly few people are doing it from an educational lens. So thank you. My story is non-traditional. I was very anti-cannabis when I was in college. I was a heavy drinker, frat boy. Just any time I had some sort of an issue, I turned to alcohol to treat it. And as I got older, I eventually started at Bain & Company, a consulting firm, where I worked in the consumer packaged goods space, analyzing what sold well in Whole Foods, brands, packaging designs, flavors. And I met a friend there who grew up in Colorado. It was my co-founder, Jake Bullock. He, by growing up in Colorado, witnessed the legalization process happening from his front yard. And whenever we went on problematic over-drinking vacations, as was very common in our mid-20s, we would wake up on Sunday morning hungover, and he would say, "Listen, I'm telling you, cannabis is the future, and the future is actually microdose cannabis in a beverage." And by cannabis, he meant THC. And so I was on the other side of the table with a Bloody Mary in hand, having had 12 vodka sodas the night before, and I was like, this is the dumbest idea ever. I can't imagine stoner culture being something that speaks to me. I was essentially like the minority today, but the loud minority that still thinks the plant is bad and thinks that people who use it are, you know, not your typical mainstream Americans. And I also had my hands full with alcohol. I thought it would just be too much to add another intoxicant, a drug, in my mind, to the mix. But as I got older, and I had started having two-day-long hangovers in my early 30s, I reached back out to him and said, "Wait a minute, does this thing give you a hangover? Oh, wait, it's actually much healthier for you. Oh, you can still get a buzz, but one that doesn't incapacitate you. Okay, I'm listening. I feel like I'm morphing into the target consumer." But as someone who had never, ever found cannabis to be interesting, and frankly was afraid of it from, you know, bad pot brownie experience in college or coughing too hard on a joint.
Yes.
I still felt it was, you know, too far out there. And so we put our heads together to try and design the first product that would get someone like me, a real skeptic, to show up to a dispensary for the first time. And that was a really complicated process, but that's where the excitement started coming from. I've always been a beverage person and a flavor person and an ingredient person, and I got to take what I liked from Whole Foods and try to bring it into the dispensary.
As you were going through this journey, how soon after did you and your partner form CAN? How many years did it take from that moment to the reality of a company?
We met as 25-year-olds, and I ended up reaching back out to him as a 30-year-old. And in 2018 fall, we set out to raise some money. And we said, if we can raise $1 million, then we'll go do the company. Raised $1 million, and then we moved to Los Angeles together, startup garage style, R&D with kegs and brand identities all over the wall, post-it notes, the whole like, and ended up doing 6 months of compressed R&D to push the product to market in a limited capacity in Los Angeles. So from the moment that we moved to Los Angeles to the moment the product hit the shelves, it was 6 months, which is pretty fast.
Really fast. That's extraordinary, yes. And what was the reaction when... Yeah, what was the reaction? People loved the flavor and the taste because you made it so that it was vegan. You made it so that it's non-alcoholic, gluten-free, only 35 calories, and it only had 5 natural ingredients.
Yeah, so those are all things that in Whole Foods are flying off the shelves. Limited ingredients, so fewer than fingers on one hand items in the box. That was one of our guiding principles from the start. Another was, you know, let's not make it, you know, a gluten thing, because a lot of people choose not to drink beer for that reason. Hard seltzers in part are popular because they cater to a gluten-free audience, and then also looking at just the quality of the ingredients. So picking things that are all natural, no chemicals, not from concentrate. Each can is just made with juice, agave nectar, herbal extract, water, and cannabis extract. So very, very
nice.
Simple and easy to understand. And then by picking the ingredients really well, the taste is what made everybody react so strongly at first. It's truly one of the better tasting beverages on the market, cannabis or otherwise.
So your tagline on your website is, welcome to the future of drinking, same buzz, hold the hangover?
That's it. We believe that in the future, people will be like me and Jake, replace 50% or more of their alcohol consumption with something like this. And we've experienced it on a micro level in our social groups, because we're always bringing 6-packs and 24-packs of cans to barbecues and parties, and we're seeing it, you know, have an impact. Everyone is less sloppy. Everyone is less hungover the next day. They're more excited to have a similar type of social interaction, where you're more present rather than numbed and dumbed down and unable to interact.
And at this point, you're only allowed to be in states that have cannabis that's legal?
Correct. Because cannabis is still federally illegal, we can only be sold in states where dispensaries are allowed. We have to build a manufacturing facility in each state. So even though we have products in California and Nevada, we have to not ship it over state lines because that's illegal. So we have to build a self-sustaining supply chain in each state. Same
yes,
with Massachusetts,
yes.
And Rhode Island.
Okay, so we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with a young entrepreneur making it in the cannabis business. We'll ask him what it's like, so competitive out there. Give us the website as we go to break, Luke.
drinkcann.com.
And we will be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And we will be back becoming more educated about how cannabis in a can be maybe the alternative for those of you that did not want to pick up a joint. did not want to smoke, did not want to try a brownie. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. We are becoming educated about one of the number one selling drinks in California with THC. My question to our guest today, Luke Anderson, who is the co-founder of CANS. Luke, let's talk about dosing. Let's talk about natural ingredients. How did you find a product that you could put on the market that has great taste, and how do you deal with the dosing?
The dosing is the number one pain point that consumers have with cannabis. And what's funny is that it's bifurcated. People in the market that love cannabis and use it every day, they want the strongest products possible. But there's like 100+ million people out there in the country that actually want the lowest dose product possible because they had a negative experience getting too high when they were younger, and they can't, you know, shake that off. So we did some consumer testing and decided that 2 milligrams of THC, which is a microdose, to your typical consumer, it's sub-perception, meaning you'd have to have multiple cans in order to feel something. But to the uninitiated consumer, the people who are trying it for the first time or first time in years, it's actually potent. And we did some testing on this and figured out that for the uninitiated consumer, 2 milligrams was the sweet spot. Half of the people in our focus group said too strong, half of the people in our focus group said too weak. And that was really illuminating for us because the dispensaries are fighting over customers, and cannabis isn't growing as fast as they initially expected in states like California. And I think a lot of the reason is that there aren't enough approachably dosed products that, you know, we've sold 5 million cans plus in California, and not a single person has claimed a negative experience from getting too intoxicated. And we're probably the only product on the market where that's true.
That's awesome. That's really, really awesome. Okay, so for older consumers, they don't want to smoke. They don't like smoking. They never did. They don't like how their lungs feel. They're concerned about efficacy in edibles. Could this be the answer?
For anyone who's drinking a beer or a glass of Chardonnay at night as a way to unwind, this is a perfect solution. You know, consumer behavior is very hard to change. And if you are an older consumer with a long history of drinking something to unwind at the end of a challenging work day or at the end of a long work week, you're used to pouring something in a cup or drinking it directly out of its vessel and feeling that relief. And our product brings that same experience. And because it's only dosed at 2 milligrams, you can have 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, just like you would a glass of wine or a beer, and measure how intoxicated you're going to get. We think that the power of beverage is that it allows people to integrate in the same exact social routines and the same unwinding routines as they've been doing for years with just a different product, not a different movement.
Well, the fact that you're doing microdosing, which is so huge right now, is also, so I don't know how you're able to stabilize what you're doing, but it's obviously working. And you have incredible celebrity endorsements. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, one of my theses from the beginning was, in order for this type of product to appeal to people like me, you would need to get a new wave of talent, people, public figures who your typical mainstream American household would say, I respect that person. I trust that person. I would, you know, let that person babysit my kids. And if they say that they don't think a THC-infused beverage is a bad thing, then the perception starts to shift. I think that we are in a very similar type of space as we were a few years ago with gay marriage, where people were like, no, 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 and then suddenly enough people were visible that were gay and in healthy and functioning relationships that people's minds changed, and then all of a sudden it became normal, and we don't even really, you know, talk about it in the same way as we did 5 years ago. With cannabis, you have the first wave, the Seth Rogans, the Snoop Doggs, the Martha Stewarts, people who did so much to advance the conversation, but who have a very stoner image because of how early they were and how much it was affiliated with flower smoking, rolling a joint, puffing it. And, you know, I think the talent that we attracted to CAN is not that at all. Gwyneth Paltrow, Ruby Rose, Rebel Wilson, Darren Criss, Kate Hudson, people that you would not typically think of as cannabis consumers are all publicly sharing that they like our product, that they invested in our product, they want to be a co-owner of the business and help support its growth. And that turns heads, that they have larger microphones than we do, and they speak to a totally different set of people.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Congratulations on that. Well, the fact that it's vegan, the fact that it only has 35 calories, people are very calorie conscious. You know, that's really important. But there's no artificial sweeteners or flavors or sugar substitutes. And it doesn't have the cannabis taste. So that, you know, that's all in your favor.
Exactly. We took a different route than a lot of the other beverages on the market. We are not optimizing for science of the emulsion and how quickly it hits you. Yes, our product actually takes probably 10 minutes to have an effect on your body, whereas some others take 5. But to the consumer that
yes.
we care about, that's not a huge issue. They care more about that it is delicious tasting and they feel good about what ingredients they're putting in their body.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a hard dance against some natural sweeteners that are sugar substitutes like stevia, because stevia sometimes people think tastes weird on their tongue, and so we'll use agave instead.
Well, it's an interesting, and I'm so glad you stopped by. It's an interesting concept. Give us the website, and we want you back, Luke, because this is very exciting what you guys are doing at CAN. Luke Anderson, thanks so much. Give us the website, please.
Website, drinkcann.com, and that's the same as our Instagram handle.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
You'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Smile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.